From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency Wednesday referred to Tuesday's Singapore summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump as epoch-making, opening the door to what it called a radical switchover in hostile North Korea-U.S. relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action in achieving peace. Ken Gause, Director of International Affairs at CNA, said Mr. Trump has adopted a bold but risky strategy that has upended 70 years of the status quo, including a willingness to hold joint war exercises with South Korea, a constant irritant to the North.
70 years, the status quo has guaranteed peace on the peninsula, security, but it has not solved the problem of North Korea. President Trump has adopted a new strategy which basically throws the status quo out the window. It's what I call the go big or go home strategy.
Ken Gause said Mr. Trump is offering incentives to entice Pyongyang to engage and respond in kind. The South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham had a warning for the North.
If there's a cheating North Korea in the future, if there's a promise and not deliver North Korea, then we're probably going to have a war. From President Trump's point of view, he has put his entire presidency on the line here.
KCNA made no mention of the country abandoning its nuclear program, but also indicated Mr. Trump has been invited and accepted an invitation to visit the North. The UN aid chief Tuesday raised alarm over a worsening food crisis in Africa's Sahel region, with malnutrition rates skyrocketing to the worst level since 2012. Mark Lowcock said 6 million people are struggling to feed themselves in the region. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia reached a historic settlement Tuesday to their decades-old dispute over the name Macedonia, shared both by the former Yugoslav Republic and the northern region of Greece. Pending the outcome of parliamentary approvals in both countries and a referendum in Macedonia, the Balkans country will herefore be known as the Republic of North Macedonia. The head of the World Health Organization said it's too early to declare victory over Ebola in the latest outbreak in Northwest Democratic Republic of Congo. But Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he's encouraged by the progress being made.
When you compare that to my visits a month ago, as soon as the outbreak was declared, and now there are major developments or really good progress.
He said, "We are still at war and we need to continue to strengthen our surveillance." Despite the DRC Health Ministry's report of a new case of the deadly virus, the WHO credits swift deployment of an experimental Ebola vaccine to containing the outbreak. In Afghanistan, a district governor was killed in northern Faryab province by Taliban fighters despite a temporary ceasefire announced by the government. In South Ghazni province, the Taliban killed 5 security force personnel at a checkpoint near the district governor's home compound. More than 24, including the district governor there, were wounded. Israeli security forces Tuesday began evicting Jewish settlers from several homes, which Israel's highest court ruled were built illegally on privately owned Palestinian land in the occupied West Bank. The 15 homes are to be demolished over the next few days, despite protests of civil disobedience. Telecom giant AT&T Tuesday won court backing to buy Time Warner for $85 billion, despite efforts to block the deal by the Trump administration. Daniel Petrocelli is AT&T's lead lawyer.
We are gratified with the court's decision to categorically reject the government's bid to block this historic merger.
The deal, which could close as early as this week, would be the fourth largest ever in the global telecom media entertainment industry. In professional golf, the U.S. Open Golf Tournament gets underway Thursday. Former number one Tiger Woods said Tuesday he's looking forward to return to the U.S. Open competition in Southampton, New York.
To have won it, you know, 9 times is pretty special. So I'm looking forward to playing this week. I've really missed playing U.S. Opens, and this will be another fun test.
The 42-year-old Woods said life is better now following his arrest last year at the wheel of his car in Florida with several drugs in his system. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.